Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And, you know, don't forget that just about everything that we perceive as news is actually propaganda. And a lot of it's PR as well. And it's worth pointing out that, you know, big stars, celebrities, all of that, they all have got their own PR team behind them. You know, the people spinning like mad to make them look as good as possible, even though they might be horrible people. But there's a lot of money goes to the PR teams within these agencies, and they look after their clients by making them seem as angelic as possible. Which brings me, of course, it's a new week, back to Phil and Holly. Yeah, Phil and Holly. So that's yesterday. I mean, the Sunday press is the worst form of press of all. I never buy it, obviously. But when you're in the store, you see a shop, you see a bit of it. And I saw a couple of these headlines yesterday. The first one was, Honest Holly. Emotional way Holly Willoughby will address Philip Schofield's scandal when she returns to this morning's sofa tomorrow. Now, I presume that's happening on Monday morning. But anyway, it's all about Honest Holly. And there's a picture of Holly on the beach looking ever so cute, but maybe a little sad. And of course, she's flying home. She flew home yesterday. She's fighting to keep her position on that green sofa today. And all you need to understand is she's honest. Honest Holly, right? Then let's talk about Phil. Same newspaper yesterday. Headline, Phil's heartbreak. This is, and it shows Philip Schofield sitting on a bench with his mother, and the headline is The Tender Moment, Devastated. Philip Schofield comforts his mum as he gives her the news of his this morning sacking. It's a tender moment. There's several photographs of them. And yeah, luckily there was a photographer there. Bit of luck. Picture of a photographer there, able to get good pics of Phil and his old mum as he comforts her. As he gives her the news of this morning, saying he couldn't tell her inside a house, obviously. No. He had to take her to a public space where there would be a photographer present so that tender moment could be captured. Well, you see what I'm saying, don't you? This is all PR drivel from this pair. Honest Holly, Phil's heartbreak. If Philip had anyone to apologize to, it's arguably his wife. Yeah, his mother as well, I suppose. But I mean, you know, what does it say? That they manipulate situations, again, for their own benefit. Holly, you know, ensuring that photographs are taken of her walking alone on the beach. Phil, making sure photographs are taken of him and his mother on a park bench. What does it say about their mindsets? I'll tell you what I think it says. I think it shows you that these people are absolutely manipulative. And I think that sections of the media will go with it. Already we've seen sections of the media saying, well, look, Philip Schofield, he's contrite. He's shown his regret. It's time to let it go. We've had all kinds of people saying that in the last 3 or 4 days. You know, so, all right, so now we just move on, shall we? Shall we do that? We're not worried about the fact that what he was getting up to was deplorable behavior. We'll ignore the fact that he lied. It appears to everybody in his life. We'll ignore all that, shall we? And as for Honest Holly, how honest is Holly if she knew stuff and didn't say it? And if she didn't know stuff, if she didn't know what was going on, which seems to be the party line that she's desperately trying to retail, then what does that say for her sort of insight into the stuff that's going on all around her? I mean, the young gentleman that Philip Schofield had the affair with was a runner on the show that Holly worked on. So she met him on a continual basis. At no point did she wonder how friendly he seemed to be with Philip Schofield. At no point did she not hear any stories circulating in, you know, off camera as to what might be happening. Did she not hear any of that? Was she uniquely, uninformed? Because you ask anyone else who went into that this morning studio, and they'll all tell you very nasty things, very horrible things about, they'll tell you truthful things about how horrible Philip Schofield was. Now, did that include this business of him having an affair? Well, I don't know. I, of course, I don't know. But all I would say is that we are living through a final stages PR blitz from Holly and Phil. That's what we're living through at the moment. And it's going to manifest itself today on Monday when Holly does presumably return to the green sofa. And will she be given a hero's welcome back? Holly, you were so stunning and brave. You told Philip you'd stand by him forever, and then you buggered off. Oh, Holly, there's never been anyone more brave than you. And as for Philip, well, Philip, you know, again, using your pictures of your mother to garner sympathy, which might appear to be the consequence of what we saw in the press yesterday, is kind of pathetic. Now, of course, how do we know this was the moment he chose to tell his mother he'd been sacked from this morning, or he'd walked away from this morning? How do we even know that? So I'm sorry, folks. These people prey on your emotions all the time. They're all emotional vampires, sucking every bit of emotion out of you, and they should be all well and truly ignored. Thanks for listening.